Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Wednesday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include some Minnesota reaction to Trump's big, beautiful bill, which heads back to the U.S. House today, how Minneapolis is preparing for a safe 4th of July, and a tough night for the Lynx. But we begin with some big news from Wisconsin. Here's WCCO's Susie Jones.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority has struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban today. The court ruling 4-3 that it was superseded by newer state laws regulating the procedure, including statutes that criminalize abortion only after a fetus can survive outside the womb. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
This is a topic that has drawn immense interest from the public in Wisconsin because it has an immense impact on the people in the state of Wisconsin. And the legislature hasn't, to much a degree, addressed this topic. Hearing from Wisconsinites about this, about how we can improve our laws and improve health care as a whole, is really important.
He says the ruling provides necessary clarity on the state of the law in Wisconsin and that there is no longer a broad sweeping abortion ban that originated again in 1849.
A 14-year-old is dead and a 13-year-old in critical condition after a crash in St. Paul on Tuesday.
Police say the two were riding on a motorized scooter near Ohio and George Streets on the north side of the city, and they believe the teenagers may have run a stop sign or hit by a pickup truck. They say the 14-year-old who was driving the scooter died at the hospital, and the 13-year-old is in critical condition. Officers say the truck driver is cooperating with investigators and showed no signs of impairment. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
I'm Mark Fry. President Trump's big, beautiful bill looks to have an immediate impact on Minnesotans if approved by the House this week. WCCO Radio's political analyst Blois Olson says the Trump bill could blow a massive $1.6 billion hole in our state budget, pointing to some key changes, including big shifts in clean energy. But he thinks there could still be time to prepare.
We may not feel the effects of the big bill till after 2026. Just wait and see if this is bad in the midterms for Republicans. One of the big things that I think will impact Minnesota is clean energy changes. Solar and wind tax credits are kind of defunded. That means that some of those pieces may increase energy costs.
He added that changes to programs like SNAP could also burden local counties directly.
Susie Jones has more local reaction.
Minnesota Congresswoman Kelly Morrison is highlighting what she says will be the devastating impact of President Trump's budget bill ahead of a vote in the U.S. House today.
It will kick 17 million Americans off their health insurance. It will force hospitals to shut down. It will force nursing homes to shut down. It will restrict access to reproductive health care. It will increase health care costs. It will increase premiums. It will increase out-of-pocket costs. It will make more families go bankrupt from medical debt.
The Senate narrowly approved President Trump's spending bill yesterday. Vice President Vance had to cast a tie-breaking vote.
The current Senate GOP spending bill includes the largest ever cut to SNAP benefits. That could have a major impact on Minnesota food banks.
If the bill does pass, SNAP would see up to $287 billion in cuts nationwide over 10 years. But Minnesota wouldn't start to see those changes until 2 years down the road. But Second Harvest Heartland CEO Sarah Moberg tells WCCO's Vanita Sakar, even with enough warning, organizations like theirs will still struggle to meet the demand.
For every meal that goes through the Hunger Relief Network, SNAP can provide 9. And so, you know, even with a little bit of runway and some time, we won't be able to fill that entire void through hunger relief.
She says these cuts would be the equivalent of at least 6 billion meals per year. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Mark Fry. The family of a missing Twin Cities teen who was found dead over the weekend says they're anxious for police to arrest someone. The body of Jordan Collins Jr., better known as Manny Collins, was found Saturday by investigators at an Elk River landfill. His great-grandmother talking with WCCO-TV.
Now, not later, now. And like I was saying, I know they have enough evidence to bring that person down now.
Anoka County authorities have a person of interest in the case, however, no charges or arrests have been.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Made. It is going to be a hot and humid 4th of July this year, which hopefully will not spell trouble for Minneapolis police again this year.
Minneapolis police are working to make sure what happened last year during the 4th of July doesn't happen again, with teenagers gathering and launching fireworks, shooting them at officers near Dinkytown.
So we'll be staffed up all through the weekend, but the biggest thing I am concerned about is what has happened here since 2020 with really late at night on the 4th, right, overnight into the 5th, with kind of these mobs popping up.
Police Chief Brian O'Hara telling Adam and Jordana they are taking proactive measures to maintain order, and several streets and parking lots will be closed. He says they arrested more than 50 people last year and are prepared to do so again this year if needed. Susie Jones, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
A new four-legged friend has joined Children's Minnesota Care Team.
Ina, a medical dog, is set to boost mental health support for kids in their acute care programs. She'll offer comfort, encourage activity, and enhance therapy sessions, bringing joy and a sense of calm to young patients. Children's Kayla Schaefer says Ina and her handler Leah play a key role in helping kids adjust to life at the hospital.
Their goals might be emotional regulation, enhancing their engagement in their other therapies. Just the other day, Leah and Ina led a group around positive self-care and how it's important to take care of ourselves. And so the group painted Ina's nails.
Ina joins another dog, Riggs, as the second canine companion in the hospital's dedicated medical dog program. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
As if it could get any worse, more road construction projects are set to start in the Twin Cities soon.
The upcoming project on 394 is going to be a nuisance. Metro Construction Director for MnDOT, Tim Nelson.
We're going to be repairing 34 bridges and the ramps around there, you know, including a lot of bridge deck repair and, you know, trying to just make the bridges last longer.
It will take a year and a half to complete and cost $70 million. The biggest issue with Minneapolis, however, is the Lowry Hill Tunnel, but that won't be receiving any love at the moment.
That's the biggest reason why 394 backs up. With this project, we are not adding capacity. We're not changing anything with the Lowry Hill Tunnel, so it will not help with the congestion that's out there.
That, Nelson says, will be a completely separate project. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
WCCO Susie Jones has some more gun violence news from the North Metro.
A 17-year-old girl is dead after being shot last night in Brooklyn Park. Police responded about 8 o'clock to the 7,000 block of Lakeland Avenue North, where the girl was located and taken to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. During that time, officers from several agencies, including the State Patrol, searched the area for a suspect but were unable to locate them.
And finally today, a rare off performance for the Minnesota Lynx.
Tough night for the Minnesota Lynx, who lost at home to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA's Commissioner's Cup Final. Minnesota took an early lead but got outscored by Indiana 20-7 in the second quarter. Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve.
You know, we had some easy shots that didn't fall, as did they, particularly early in the game. You know, and then they kind of got their rhythm going, and we sort of lost ours. We had 27 points, and then we had 7 in the second quarter. That's tough.
Caitlin Clark sat this one out for the Fever with an injury, 74-59. The final. Lynx host Washington tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.